The Lord be with you. Great to have you gathered here this morning, all of us together. It's a kind of a big Sunday, lots of big activities going on. We got the big Super Bowl in the afternoon. I know everyone's excited to watch that. Actually, I can tell you're not that interested to watch that. We also have the Oregon State Beavers. The women are playing as well, right around noon. So I know some people are there. But even bigger than that, we are gathered here to hear about God's love through his son Jesus and how he loves us and cares for us. And we're going to hear that in a major way with one of the miracles in the Bible, Mark chapter 5, when Jesus crosses a lake and heals a man who has a bunch of demons inside of him. We're going to ask a question maybe you haven't considered before. What happens when you don't experience miracles in your life? That happens too. How can we still live in faith in what Jesus does when we don't experience miracles? We'll have some guidance on that, some encouraging words from our gospel text from Mark 5. We're going to share some announcements before we begin. The first is that, I'm kind of a nervous wreck right now. You can probably tell. Alicia, we will definitely have a baby on at least by Thursday this week, and maybe even earlier, depending on how things go. Alicia is on semi-bed rest, so she's taking things very slow and easy, which means I'm making a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for everyone and doing the best to fill in those holes and gaps. And just thankful for everyone for the love we've already received. You'll be the first to know. As soon as we have a baby, we will let you know how that goes and how Alicia's doing as well. So with that news, I will be taking a couple weeks off to be home and regulate things as best I can, make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for 2 weeks. While I'm away, the congregation is in excellent hands. I just wanted to let the congregation know that. Please reach out to your elders if you have a pastoral concern. I am very easy to find, so probably more easy than any other time of the year. You know exactly where I'll be the next 2 weeks, so I am around. And then also Callie will be serving the regular office hours here in the church, so if you come in and you got a question, she can help you with that. And then we have pastors set up the next two Sundays that will be great to have them here and have them share a message. Pastor Norm will be here next Sunday, so you won't want to miss that. He's very excited to come and join the Peace family once again. Other announcements to share? Let's see here. We'll do it during prayers, but I just want to let everyone know, thank you for uplifting Carla Rhodes in your prayers. She is improving, and which is amazing. She found out on Wednesday that she had an aortic aneurysm, which was very serious. She literally ran to Albany General. They then were not able to perform a procedure there, a 7 to 8 hour surgery. She went into an ambulance and went up to OHSU and had surgery that very night and got out around 1 or 2 in the morning. So we're thankful that she is slowly recovering, getting more strength, but we're gonna uplift her today in our prayers as well. Peggy, we got some other announcements to share.
This Thursday at 1 o'clock is Ladies Guild, so invite all the ladies to come to that. The next big thing is that Zion Lutheran Church's LWML has invited the ladies here at Peace to come to a bunko party. And that will be this Saturday, February the 9th. You're to bring a white elephant for the prize table. I have to tell you, if you haven't gone to one of these, it is really fun, and you will leave with some kind of a gift. Yeah, I mean, there's so many of them there, and it's really a fun thing to go to. So if anybody wants to write anything, just let me know, and I'll try to swing by and get you. So I think you'll have a good time.
So I got a couple things. Wednesday, the 6th, is the volunteer recognition event, and Lindy has been nominated for First Citizen. Is that what it's called?
Senior
First Citizen. And she'll be recognized at this event. I currently have 6 extra tickets. So if you would like to go, you're going to need one of these to get through the door. Jenny, would you like 2? Okay, I currently have 4 extra tickets. Now, since Baby Lucky has decided to grace us with his presence early, that means we have to get started on the pastor's office early. So we have already started the great emptying of the office. So if anybody can help during fellowship to get some of the books moved into the youth room temporarily, that would be great. And then those of you that are signed up to help with demolition, if we could just parlay afterwards and see what would be a good time, just meet with me. Thanks.
Nicholas.
So pie sales are over. We sold 40 pies, which is about $900. So thank you guys, really incredible. Next thing, once you guys are done with your pies, Mervin Munster would like his pie tins back. So that'd be really good. So next week on the 10th, the youth are doing a fellowship fundraiser. It will be lasagna and salad and dessert. So if we could get a show of hands, how many people would be here next week? Next week.
Okay. Next week during?
Next Sunday.
Yep.
Next Sunday.
This is during fellowship. In place of fellowship, there will be lasagna served by the youth.
All right, cool. You can put your hands down now. It will not be required to pay for, but donations will be highly appreciated. So, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Nicholas. I think you're going to get a good showing. Yeah. All right. I think that does it for our announcements here this morning. God's blessings on your worship this morning.